Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pellet Christian Boys and Girls Track and Field Teams, Keith Anderson, powered by Hy-Vee. Coach Anderson, there's a lot of exciting things that we're going to talk about throughout this conversation, but right now we're in a nice little break with tulip time rolling on here in Pella, but nice little chance to get a break going into the back half of the season, postseason time for your squads, and a lot of exciting things that you guys are coming off of to kind of get a time to reflect, celebrate that stuff before you get into really the heart of the season and trying to qualify for postseason.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it was a lot going on there for about a three-week period in April. We had five meets in a 10-11 day time frame, which it's good to get the competition, but there's nothing like having a little bit of rest right now to get ready for that home stretch with conference and districts coming, and then ultimately the state track meet in a few weeks.
And I mentioned we had a lot to celebrate. We look at the Drake relays, especially in that time frame. I mean, it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, track and field meet here in the United States, it seems like, where everyone gets a chance to come compete, especially at the high school level. We talk about state track, where it is technically your state champions, but it is among classes. Drake Relays gives that chance to determine who truly is the top team in the state. Not only do the Eagles win a sprint medley relay title, second place in the 4x200-meter run for the girls, a couple of other top 10 finishes with Bailey Voss in the open 400 and Rachel Kegmarinski 7th in the open 100, and then two 11th place finishes as well. A very successful weekend for your team at the Drake Relays about a week and a half ago now.
Yeah, absolutely. It was probably one of the highlights of my coaching here at Pella Christian. It's not something that you really set out to do to get a Drake Relays title. Ultimately, the goal is to get to state and get some championships there. But this is definitely a nice little cherry on top along the way. I'm super proud of those girls. They have been working super hard this year. And things are just kind of clicking right now. They're running really well. We've got a great combination of those four girls in the sprint medley. And then we kind of switch it up a little bit with Amaya Agri coming in for Lexi Terpstra in the 4x2. But super happy with their performance up there and to go represent our school with, like you said, some of the big classes and seeing some schools that are two, three, four times our size. And to walk away with a championship like that, that was truly special.
And I got to touch, too, on one of those things is you got a couple more girls involved in that, too. I know that we mentioned a handful of them there with Rachel, Bailey, Meredith, Amaya, and Lexi, but I know Jesse DeVries got to run up there. Amazing Minders got to run up there. We even got some of the boys up there with their 4x100-meter relay squad. How big is that for that group to just be able to get a taste of that level of competition, especially knowing that you've got state qualifying coming up, a chance for even more athletes to potentially get to Drake Stadium for the state meet, and just what does that do for the confidence of your teams to try to get more athletes here later in the year for the state tournament, where it's not necessarily just you got to hit a certain qualifying time, it's you got to run the best at your site that night to be able to get a spot in there.
Yeah, it was fun to get the boys 4x1 up there. It was the first time for all four of those guys running on the blue oval. So it's going to give them some confidence here in these next couple of meets. And I know they're hungry to get back up there to be able to run for state, to get a chance to run against schools their size. And I'm really happy with how the boys are coming along. A little bit of a leaner year last year with only getting Trevor Veenstra and Sawyer Minders up there. But I think this year we've got some relays that are running really well. We've got some distance guys that are coming along nicely. So I'm not saying they're going to quite get maybe to the level that we have on the girls' side. But if we can get some guys up there this year to get a taste for it, most of them are juniors or sophomores or freshmen. So they've got another chance next year to improve upon things. And then who knows what next year is going to bring. But this year, I'm very happy with where we're at for this home stretch.
Absolutely. And I got to talk about the boys team a little bit here, because I know we focused a little bit on the successes of the girls team here as of late. But you mentioned that the boys are coming on really strong. There's been a handful of names, especially that I've seen night after night, are consistently competing for event titles and things of that nature at these different meets. A couple of those being a Dean Durande, who's an underclassman who's found some success. You mentioned the guys in those relays, Landon Nunnikoven and Adam Kekmarinski, Brecken Ritzert, Caleb Volk, and Ojude Bubbers has been in that group as well. What's kind of been the thing that stood out to you in their improvements, even from where we began this season to now where they're at, where they're contending for those top spots in the individual meets that you guys are attending?
Yeah, a lot of those names you just said, they're huge contributors. They're great leaders. Brecken and Caleb, Landon, three of my juniors right there. Landon took a year off, didn't run track last year, and I know he missed it a lot, so he's come back stronger than ever this year. And just the combination that we're able to put together with those three. Then you got Adam Kakramirinsky, a freshman coming in. You know the pedigree there with the Kakramirinsky coming in. I knew he was going to be fast, so being able to get him surrounded by some of those upperclassmen, super excited and to see what they can do. You mentioned a few names there, Dean Durande, a freshman, but got a couple sophomore boys that came out. We got a Griffin Stoltz and a Will Vandenbosch that I know had some success last year in cross country, and Logan Gallagher. So we've got some fun things happening there on the distance side that I haven't had for a while. I've had a runner here or there, but we've got 3, 4, 5 runners now that we can maybe put together a nice 4x8. We know what Sawyer Minders can do in the 2 mile and the mile, but I think they're going to surprise some people with maybe getting some events there that we maybe didn't have on our radar at the beginning of the season.
I would agree with that. Touching on the girls' side, I know we've talked a lot about the girls, but I want to highlight maybe some of the ones that we haven't touched on. I know it maybe not necessarily in terms of the Drake relay success or things like that, but at a lot of these individual meets that you're going to, whether that be at a North Mahaska, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Sheraton, I know like the girls who are running the hurdles, they've made some strong improvements, and they have an opportunity based on where they currently sit in their times to maybe get to a state meet or something like that based off of, you know, how they perform at PCM coming up here in a couple weeks. But they've been another group, and there's been some other girls outside of maybe those ones who were the mainstays at the Drake relays that are providing that depth that can get even more events to be able to help maybe propel the Eagles out of that second place finish of last year and into a state championship.
Yeah, you mentioned it. We know the names that have been getting the recognition for a couple of years, but there's some other names that are behind the scenes, but they're still doing some work there. Some names that come to mind, Amazing Minders. She's had some success in the 4x4, but she's running really well right now. We've had her run 100 and a 200. So she's just very versatile in what she can run for us. Some hurdlers that you mentioned there, Chloe Nickel, 400 hurdles is something that she's running really well right now. She's part of a shuttle hurdle team. Also not an event that we've had a lot of success with in my time as coaches. So I'm thinking they might be able to squeak in a second or first place finish at PCM in a few weeks. And just the confidence that would build for them going into next year when they're all returning, I think that'd be huge. But we've got a few other events that maybe we squeeze in an 800 or 1500 meter run. We got a Kyla Skibout, a Greta Voss, some girls that have had some success in cross country as well. So just a lot of different things that are possibilities that I know would be huge success for some of those girls.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Keith Anderson, head coach of the Pella Christian track and field teams here, powered by Hy-Vee. We're going to touch on the state meets too, but I want to come back because I don't know if we hit on it 100%, but we were talking, we've kind of come to the conclusion that Drake Relays title for the Sprint Medley Relay team was the first of its kind for Pella Christian, a very exciting thing too for the program. How much of a building block is that for this team, and how much does that light the fire under these kids, knowing that, you know, they are a part of the first Drake Relays champion that we know of, at least in our recollection at Pella Christian?
Yeah, I don't know that they really needed any fire lit under them. Every one of those girls in that relay, they are dedicated to the sport. They work hard in the off season. So to them, I hate to kind of minimize it, but it was a nice achievement, and it was a great achievement for the school, something that had never been done before. But it was a goal on the way to our ultimate goal of a possible team championship coming up here in a few weeks. So I know it's going to keep them hungry. They know that that's not even the best time that they could run. So I'm excited to see if we can maybe even drop a little more time off of that. It's as great as it was. It wasn't as best as our last year when they broke the school record. So I know that's something that they're always kind of chasing. How can we get a little bit faster? Where can we drop another half second, maybe a second somewhere? And I think that's definitely on the horizon.
Absolutely. And as a coach too, I mean, this is one thing that I know we don't necessarily talk about it as much at track and field because it doesn't really come into play with the way that the meets kind of get set up. It's just whoever's the fastest. It's not necessarily about school size as well. But as a coach, when you look at that ability to go win a Drake Relays championship against, you know, I think it was Clear Lake who takes second, Reese Brownlee, kind of bringing them back from a little bit deeper in the field, a Waukee Northwest in there as well, one of the biggest schools in the state right now and just continuing to grow. How much, as a coach, does that kind of help you in the way that you're building this program to be able to compete with those schools and kind of show kids who are maybe on the fence about track and field in years to come? It's like, look, you come out, we can help mold you into an even better runner and help you continue to improve, knowing that you have been able to run against some of those top schools and be able to best some of those top schools as well.
Yeah, I think success that we've had in these last few years definitely breeds more success and girls that are maybe on the fence. I think back to, I bet it was 5 or 6 years ago, we had a group of, I think it was 15 girls. And here this year we are with 27, 28 girls. That's huge to have that depth and to be able to fill some extra relays and events that we couldn't before. And I think it's just, we're going to see that success continue to grow as we continue to have success as a team. On the boys' side as well, I've had a few lean years there where numbers were down. But once they start to see some success, people want to be a part of that. And I've got some great coaches that are all in, and we are just in it to ride this to the end, and super excited for what May is going to bring for everybody.
It's going to be a very fun May. Now, we got to talk a little bit because we touched on it very early in the season, but we are getting a little bit closer to actually setting up these different meets and everything like that. Just looking at how you're going to go about setting that up, I know you don't want to give away all the secrets right now, but what can we kind of expect going into PCM to be able to maximize the potential of this squad come PCM on May 12th?
Well, like you said, I don't think you're going to see any surprises. We've got conference coming up first before that, Little Hawkeye Conference, where we know we're going up against some much bigger schools. You're going to see probably a good blueprint of what you're going to see at districts at the Little Hawkeye Conference meet at DCG. We know the girls we have. The only things you might see a little bit different is we may change some things up, maybe orders, maybe somebody who's used to running the two, maybe we switch them to a one, or maybe the order of a relay. But when you've got the group that we have, the pieces are there, and it's just getting them in the right spots and getting them in the right order to maximize what they can do. And excited for that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Coach, when you look at PCM, I know that you guys aren't necessarily about, we got to get X, Y, and Z amount of events to state in order for things to be successful. But when you look at that PCM meet and being able to try to get as many state qualifiers to Drake Stadium later on this season, what are the things you're looking for from the group running there at a site where I know we've got a little bit of familiarity with running a state qualifying meet? That's where my first time covering PC track and field state qualifying was at. What's kind of the thing you're looking for at that meet in particular from your squad to be able to walk away at the end of the night feeling really good about the way that your squad is set up going into state?
Yeah, going into PCM, it'll be a conversation with everybody that we're running for place tonight, and we're running for time to maybe get at-larges. So if you're in third or fourth place, and you don't feel like you can get first or second, you don't let up. You keep that gas pedal all the way down, because I have had third and fourth place finishers make it to state. But we want to take a busload up this year. We want to get a boatload of kids on both the girls' side and the boys' side. And I think they're going to go out. They're going to perform well. And I think they're hungry. And the boys are out to prove a little bit that they can hang and that they can get some guys up there as well. So I'm excited. And you're going to see the best performances of our team go out at PCM, and they're going to run their hearts out, and I think the chips are going to fall where they may.
Absolutely, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to a fantastic end of the season. Looking forward to making the short trip up there to PCM to see state qualifying. I know we'll be talking right around that time again about the successes that we have around that time, but again, always enjoy talking PC track and field with you, and looking forward to a very successful end of the season for Eagles track and field.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on, and looking forward to how things shake out, and go Eagles.
Absolutely. That was Coach Keith Anderson, head coach of the Pendleton Christian boys and girls track and field teams, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.